This is WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. The search for the missing $1.6 billion of customer money at bankrupt commodities firm MF Global continues. Tomorrow, the House Financial Services Committee holds its third hearing into the collapse of the brokerage firm, led by former New Jersey Governor and Senator John Corzine. Legislators are expected to zero in on a $200 million transfer from customer accounts to the firm's account to cover an overdraft in the days just before the company filed for bankruptcy. Joining me now to preview the hearing is Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for the New York Times and a WNYC contributor. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Now, last Friday, late in the afternoon, Joe, the House Financial Services Committee released this memo that cited an email suggesting that John Corzine ordered that transfer of $200 million from a customer account to the firm's accounts overseas. Okay, now, to the untrained observer, I should say, this kind of smells fishy. Does it look like a smoking gun, though, to investigators?
Well, it's one of those situations where it was made to appear to be more of a smoking gun than it actually was.
Really?
Part of the purpose of this hearing, a large part of the purpose of this hearing, is to embarrass important Democrats, starting with John Corzine, who was the former governor and former senator. And the more you can tar him with dipping into segregated customer accounts, which is a crime, let's be clear here, the worse you make it for him. So they put out this memo. They made it appear that John Corzine had signed off on funds that he knew were segregated customer accounts. And it turns out, as we discovered a few days later, when you actually read the entire email chain, which the House Financial Services Committee clearly had, that he was specifically told it was not segregated customer funds.
One witness at tomorrow's hearing will be Edith O'Brien, and she's
That's
the
right.
employee who wrote in that email chain that the transfer was per JC's direct instructions, JC, of course, being John Corzine. Now, she's been kind of quiet. She's been not really cooperating with investigators. She's expected to invoke her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. And, you know, if that happens, it sounds like we might see a lot of outraged committee members. But are we ever going to get concrete answers about what happened to the customer's money?
I think we will eventually get concrete answers. The answers may be unsatisfying in the sense that it may well turn out to be that just in the chaos of those last days, they took money out of these accounts not knowing it was customer money. Remember that they do keep some of their own money in these accounts, which is supposed to be like an extra padding to make sure that they don't dip into customer money. But, you know, they are slowly but surely unraveling this. They know how much money is missing. They more or less know where it is. The $200 million that's under discussion in that memo is at J.P. Morgan Chase.
Continue. Go ahead.
But having said that, you know, this committee hearing, the purpose of it really is not to get to the bottom of MF Global. It's to make the people at MF Global look bad.
And embarrassment, you say.
That's right.
So all this embarrassment and finger-pointing, what about the customer's money? How is it possible that $1.6 billion can still be missing?
Well, that is certainly something that I've been asking in my column. The problem is that once the money is transferred to somebody else, like the J.P. Morgan $200 million, J.P. Morgan was demanding that as collateral. And they got it as collateral, and then they wanted some assurances that it wasn't some customer money. But by the time the dust had settled, the firm was bankrupt, and the money was at J.P. Morgan Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase isn't going to give this up without a fight. They're going to argue that that maybe this wasn't customer money, that it was their due, that it was collateral. And so once the money has left MF Global, the big problem is how do you herd it back?
Mm-hmm. Well, coming out of all this, the mixing of customer money and MF Global money, do you think it's possible we'll see new rules now to try and prevent this from happening again? Or are the chances of the new financial regulations unlikely in this Congress?
Well, this is an unusual situation because this is such a no-no, and this is sends such fright into the marketplace, not just for commodities investors, but for equity investors. For anybody who's in the market, the thought that your customer money isn't safe is scary. So I think this is the rare instance where you actually could have some kind of new rule that would prevent this from ever happening again.
All right. We look forward to the hearings tomorrow. Thank you, Joe. Joe Nocera is a regular contributor for WNYC and an op-ed columnist for the New York Times.
Thank you.